Dreamscape presents Barefoot Boy with Cheek by Max Schulman, narrated by George Newbern. Chapter 1. Les Livres et Brun. Rabelais. The morning of the big day dawned bright and clear. As the rosy fingers of the sun crept through my window and illuminated the C&H on my homemade bedsheet, I could scarcely contain myself. Huzzah! I shouted. Huzzah! I bounded joyously from my bed. I bounded right back again. My drop-seat pajamas had become entangled in a bedspring during the night. Disengaging myself, I ran to wake Mother. Mother, I called. Mother, give me to eat. But lovable old Mother had anticipated me. She had been up for hours. While I had lain in drowsy land, she had slaughtered the brood sow and bustled about preparing the morning meal. When I came into the kitchen, my favorite breakfast was already on the table. Mother, I cried, Johnson grass and brala suet, just for me.
Sit down and eat, Slugabed, she chided gently. You don't want to be late the first day.
I could not help taking her in my arms and kissing her careworn cheek. A person can choose his friends and select a wife, but he has only one mother, I always say. The trouble with many of us is that we don't appreciate our mothers. I think that a certain day should be set aside each year and dedicated to mothers. It could be called Mother's Day.
Son, she said, you ain't my baby no more.
The hell you say, Mother, I said. The hell you say.
You're going to get off that air university and get your head all full of larnin', and you're going to forget your poor old ignorant mother.
Ah, you're not so dumb, I protested.
Yes, I be, she declared. I don't know no more than your old hound dog, Edmund, laying over there by the stove.
I jumped up from the table. Now just you be careful what you're saying about Edmund. I don't mean to have that dog run down when I'm here. He's a mighty smart dog. I whistled to him. Play dead, Edmund, I said. See, I told Mother, look at how he obeys. All 4 feet, sticking up in the air.
He ain't playing, son, Mother said softly. I didn't want to tell you. He's been dead since Friday.
Edmund dead? I couldn't believe it. Why, only last Friday I had seen him happily flushing grouse. In his excitement he had flushed too many, and we had had to call a plumber. But it was all fixed now, and Edmund was forgiven. Naturally, I had punished him, but no, I couldn't have.
Mother, I cried. Yes, son, she said. He died right after. That last time you ran over him with the car, did it?
I stumbled over to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?